Hi, I'm Casey Rogers, and I will be interviewing Ms. Janice Lavin for the history assignment, What Role Do Bookstores Play? Hi, Ms. Lavin. Let's start off by asking where you are from and how old you are.
I'm from Sterling, Virginia, and I'm 77 years old.
All right, great. So for this interview, I would like to ask some questions about the role of bookstores. First, how long have you been reading? And why did you become interested in reading?
Well, I've been reading for as long as I can remember. It's been my favorite thing to do since I was a child. Reading has brought me so much joy, but it's also gotten me into trouble. I grew up on a farm in North Carolina, and I was always getting in trouble for not doing my chores because I had snuck off to read my book. I had so many favorite hiding places that it would take a long time before my sisters or parents found me. Now that I'm older and free to read whenever I like, I've been known to pull all-nighters reading a book.
Have you always gone to bookstores, or do you also go to libraries?
No, I've not always gone to bookstores. Growing up in a small rural area, I depended on the school library for books. After high school, I looked for books at the public library and bookstores. I also sent in mail orders to publishing companies to send me some books.
What do you like about bookstores, and could you give us some examples?
For me, bookstores were like going to the candy store and having all those choices before you. You knew you could only indulge yourself to a certain extent, so you had to choose carefully and hope that the ones you couldn't take with you would still be there the next time you visited. It was always such a treat to spend time choosing each book. Bookstores give me the opportunity to discover authors who write stories that keep me involved and entertained.
What bookstore do you go to most often, or which one is your favorite, and why?
Well, my favorite bookstore is McKay's Books. It is a used bookstore where you can trade or sell the books you've read. I can spend hours there searching the shelves for books by my favorite authors. But the best for me is finding a new author that I haven't read yet. I like McKay's because it's inexpensive, and it's a way for me to take home bags full of books that didn't cost me very much. Having an inexpensive bookstore is valuable to me because I'm always on the lookout for new books, no matter how many unread books I have at home. I used to go to Books A Million bookstore quite often, but sadly the one in my area closed. It was a great place to find a good read. Now I rely on the paper book sections in stores like Walmart, Target, and Sam's Club. For that matter, I will look for books in any store that I happen to be in. Since I can't resist books, I try to shop at places that offer discounts. That way I can indulge my passion for reading without feeling guilty about the cost.
How often do you go to McKay's or other bookstores?
Well, a lot if you count the paper book sections of the stores I go to whenever I'm shopping. I don't get out to McKay's as often as I'd like. When I do go, I try to get there right after the publishing companies have released a new group of romance novels. If I time it right, I get to go home with a bag full of books. But no matter where I go, if there's a book I haven't read, I'm going to buy it.
How long do you spend approximately in a bookstore?
If you ask my husband, he'll probably say way too long. I can easily spend hours and hours searching for books. The hours are worth it when I find the one book that keeps me up all night long because I can't put it down. My husband created a binder that documents all the books I've read. I bring that binder with me whenever I go to the bookstore to make sure I don't buy any books I've already read.
What genres of books are you interested in reading?
I like historical romance, Regency romance, which is set in the early 1800s in Britain, mysteries, and contemporary romance.
Have your taste of genres changed over time? And if yes, how come?
Since high school, my reading tastes have remained about the same. I particularly enjoy historical romance books for the entertainment and the enjoyment of a well-written story.
What does the word bookstore mean to you?
Bookstore to me is a place where anyone can go and be able to find a book that pleases, amuses, entertains, educates, or fulfills a need that you may have.
What do you think is the role of a bookstore?
I believe a bookstore should be a place where one can go and browse to their heart's content in search of whatever book makes them happy.
Do bookstores play a role in your community or any other community?
I believe they do. I know I miss the one we used to have. It is a good place for children to learn and to love and appreciate books as well as adults. Activities could be scheduled to get children interested in reading and learning instead of playing computer games. They miss so much by not opening a book.
Do you think bookstores play a role in today's technology world?
Unfortunately, because of technology, people don't seem to spend as much time in bookstores as they once did. But I love to browse and take my time choosing a book, so I, for one, like bookstores.
How do bookstores today differ from one 20 years ago?
There aren't as many of them. It seems to me that bookstores 20 years ago were focused mainly on books, whereas today a wider range of items or novelties have been added to the books to catch the interest of potential customers.
With today's technology, do you still go to bookstores since they have created Kindles and access to online books? Which do you prefer and why?
I prefer a book I can hold in my hands. If I was given a choice, I would pick a bookstore every time. As I said earlier, I like spending time choosing just the right book. The more choices I have, the happier I am. Turn me loose in a bookstore and you can forget about me for a couple of hours.
Have bookstores adapted to the change in technology? How?
Yes, they've adapted. They try to appeal to both the hardback and online customers. Customers who prefer a hardback or paperback book can buy it at the bookstore or they can order it on the internet. They can also order an ebook through the internet.
Do you think children or young adults would appreciate a bookstore more than finding a book online? And why do you say this?
I think a bookstore provides a better opportunity for a child or young adult to appreciate the book they choose before they actually buy it. You can't do that online.
Do you think there will be bookstores 10 years from now, and why?
I don't know. I do believe it would be a huge loss. No matter what one's reading preference is, I hope the ability to be able to walk into a bookstore and browse until you find that perfect book to take home with you doesn't go away.
Thank you, and I appreciate your time and all your insight that you have given me on this. Thanks again.
You're welcome.